when the devil come try to get me, gonna praise the Lord.
Good morning, everybody. Let's get on our feet. Are y'all excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning?
Yeah, let's go.
Well, it's time to worship. Let's go.
Yeah.
blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God. Come on. Born of His Spirit, oh, I'm washing His blood, oh. Hands together in this place, everybody. Y'all know this part. Y'all have a three-letter word that you got to say right here. And it's just yes. If He has done anything good in your life, I want you to shout it from the rooftop. Here we go. And did He heal you? Did He save you? Did He save your soul? Did He make you whole? Did He wash you? Transform you? Did He redeem you and cleanse you? Did He set you free, give you victory when He died for you on Calvary? When He did you peace, did He give you hope? When He filled you with the Holy Ghost? Come on. Now will you praise Him? Will you worship Him? Will you lift Him high with all your might? Will you lift your sound? If you found a song, somebody shout it out. I got a song and I'm singing love. My praise is pouring out, praise is pouring out. And I will dance in your freedom there. You have brought me out, you have brought me out. I got a song and I'm singing love. My praise is pouring out, praise is pouring out. And I will dance. Come on.
To be gathered in your presence. We thank you for the things that you've given us that sometimes we take for granted. Lord, we just thank you for the body of believers that are gathered here today in a building, that the sole purpose of this place is to connect us with you, to connect us with each other, and to just create an atmosphere of worship. Lord, as I just continue to learn about the things that you've done and the people in this room's lives, I can't hardly keep it together because I never, ever want to forget how much you have done for me, the things that you've brought me out of, the things that you continue to bring other people out of. And Lord, for that, we're just going to glorify you today.
To the uttermost. So when I think about the Lord,
on solid ground. When I think about the Lord, how he saved me, how he raised me, how he filled me with the Holy Ghost, how he healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how he picked me up and turned me around, how he placed my feet on solid ground. Savior of the world. I feel like we talk a lot about the things that we've been delivered from, and we should talk about those things, because sometimes sharing your testimony is going to help somebody else not have to go through the same things that you did. Sometimes sharing that testimony is going to show, hey, I came out, you can come out too. It's not going to be by your own strength. It's going to be by the strength of the Lord, and I am here as a walking, breathing, living testimony of the favor of the Lord, and if he can do it for me, he can do it for you too. But some of the things that I think about, there's a scripture in Revelation that we talk about fairly often, about how heaven just cries out, holy, holy, holy. And we have a lot in common with each other, because there's not a person in this room that the Lord hasn't done something for. But the angels don't have testimonies. All they know is the presence of the Lord. They haven't ever had the opportunity to go through some of the things that we do. So they praise the Lord, not because of what he's done for them. It's not transactional. He praises them because of who he is. They praise him because he's worthy, because the situation doesn't matter. They praise him because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the creator of the heavens and the earth, and he has authority over it all. And for that, he is holy. If he never does another miracle, he is still worthy of our praise. If he never answers another prayer, he is still worthy of our praise. But instead, we get the opportunity to join together and to lift up the name of the Father. And if the enemy is coming for you today, I got great news for you. Praise will confuse the enemy. So right now, if you're going through it, lift up your hands, because we're going to cry out holy. Not because of what God is going to do for us, but because of who he is.
Hey, y'all give this band another round real quick. I missed this in first session. I'm not going to miss it this time, but Jennifer, look at these cool pants she got on. Don't that look like Marsha Marsha from the Brady Bunch? Woo! Jennifer, she was a pretty lady, just like you. Hey, I got to tell you real quick, I love my son, and we have these fun conversations before I preach. Last Wednesday or Sunday, I can't remember which one it was, but I always bend down. He's standing there with me, and I always bend down and say, pray for me. And he always just says the same prayer. He says, Lord, don't let Dad be scared. Amen. Well, last time I asked him, I think Wednesday, I bend down, and I said that. I said, hey, pray for me real quick. He went, your breath stinks. Funny little farts. But anyway, so hey, we're in our second week. We're glad you are here. Second week of time. We're glad that you picked Bethel today. Y'all welcome everybody online real quick. If you missed last week, we started a new series. We started a series on time, and we'll stick here for a little while and go through some things on time and how time is of the essence and how time is something we're not going to get back, and time is important. And also today, we're going to talk about some other things, how there's a time for everything. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Ecclesiastes 3. We'll go through verses 1 through 8. Chapter 3, 1 through 8. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for everybody that is here today, God. Thank you for getting them here safely, Lord. I pray that you get them home safely. I pray, Lord, that you would speak through me today, that you would move me out of the way, that you would anoint this message, anoint this sermon that you've given me, God. I pray that you would just help me speak it the way that you want it spoken, Lord. I pray that you would just be here in this room, Lord, and we thank you for that. In Jesus' name I pray, and everybody said, all right, so basically, everything that we just read in 8 verses are all things that you and I have or will experience in our lifetime. We've either been through it or we're going to walk through it. It's just the way that it is. Everything in life has a season. Everything has a purpose, but both are under God's control. Not under my control, not under my wife's control, not under your children's control, not under your boss's control, but everything in our life is under the ultimate control of God. And sometimes you and I forget that, and sometimes you and I get to a place where we think that we have to do this, and we have to do that, and we have to carry the weight, and we get way down this road and way down that road, and we're wore out and we're tired because we just think that we have to control this and control that and control them and control ourselves and all these things that we get into, and it's just a struggle for many of us. The writer here is saying basically that we're all, as humans, going to experience joy, and we're going to experience sorrow. There's going to be seasons of joy that may last a long time, but then there's going to be seasons of sorrow that may also last a long time. He's basically just saying that life is going to be a mixture of opposing activities. It's going to be a mixture. It's going to be a mixture of good days, and it's going to be a mixture of bad days, and I'm just going to use this today, and I've asked this family from our church if I could share some things that they went through, some things that I walked with them through, and had, and it was just really encouraged me, and it really grew me, and it really made me see things from a different perspective. So, and I think it's really awesome, so I'm going to share with y'all today. But from our church, Chris Gonzalez and his family, out of nowhere, their lives got changed. All of a sudden, they're living like you and I live. They get up and they go to work and they raise their kids and they homeschool and they have animals to take care of and they have grass to mow and they just have a normal life. They're good people. They're good everyday people who wake up and work and raise kids to know Christ, and they just do the best that they can, like we all are trying to do. But one day, a phone call changed it all. A phone call in their home changed everything, and all of a sudden, mama and wife is in the hospital and she's up there and she's struggling and she's going through these things. And at the end of it, Chris has lost his wife, and these kids have lost their mama. And while we were watching this and being with them, and while it was happening, we all hated it. It was horrible, and it wasn't anything that we all wanted to go through, and for sure not them. Chris and his kids, man, they went through all the emotions. They went through the shock. They went through the worry. They went through the what ifs and the unknowns and all the things that they went through that only they know they went through. And I just say all that to say it was hard. It was a hard season. It was sad. It was sadness in their life, sadness in their family. It was sad for us as their church family. It was sad for their friends, their neighbors across the road who love on them and help them and were there at their home taking care of things at the house. It was sad for everybody who was connected to them. But how many of you know when we go through life on this earth struggling, it brings people together. It brings people together. So if someone in your life is struggling and someone around you is struggling, run to them and let's build relationship and let's pray and let's hang out with them and let's help them at their home and let's help them wherever we can help them. It was sad to watch, but the fact is, things happen on this earth. This is what happens on this earth while we're here. And, you know, I just think about that. It was Chris's best friend. It was his partner. It was his partner for many years. It was his wife. It was the one that he spent time with. It was the one that he raised his three kids with. It was the one that he did everything with. And he had no control over it this whole time that he was going through that. He had no control, man. Day after day in that hospital, I watched him, and he would just take control over his mind. And he was always in a good mental place. Every time I went up there, he was stout. Every time I went up there, his mind was good. The leader who usually has a health helper, all of a sudden now his helper is laying in that bed and he can't do anything about it. And he's been put in the fight. He's in the forefront of this thing that he never saw coming. This thing that just took him to somewhere he had never been, something where he'd never been before. The man, the father, the spiritual leader of his home, the one that has to work, the one that has to pay bills, the one that has these kids to raise, has been put in this fight. He's been put in this fight and he didn't see it coming. And I just want to say, where's he going to go? What was he going to do? How was he going to react? And this was the answer that he gave me every time that I saw him or talked to him on the phone. This is what he said. I'd say, Chris, how we doing? How we doing today? And he'd say, man, we're good. God is in control and I'm going to trust God. He said, you know, I know these doctors are good, and I know these doctors know all these stats, and I know these doctors know this, and these doctors are saying that, but I'm going to trust God. He said, I'm praying, and I'm leaning on God. I'm praying, and I'm leaning on God. I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep trusting God. And you know what? His kids are very quiet, very good kids, but if they'll talk to you, they'll look you in the eye, they'll carry a conversation, but for the most part, they're quiet. Quiet, good kids, but can I just say, every time I went to that hospital and every time I was around them, they looked like they were at peace. They looked like they were okay. They didn't look too worried. They didn't look too bothered, and it wasn't because they didn't love their mama, and it wasn't because they weren't worried about death. It wasn't because any of those things that weren't on their mind. I believe this with all of my heart. It was because mama and daddy raised them up in a house that knew Jesus Christ, and when we know Jesus Christ, we know that no matter what happens in this life, there's life after. And a child, man, Cody told me this just the other day, a child will follow their daddy anywhere through anything. A child, what does he follow? Man, they'll follow us through anything. They'll follow us anywhere we go. And I just want to say, what are we giving our children to follow? I fell at that daily. I told them in the office a while ago, man, sometimes I don't react the way that I need to react in front of Hayes. How are we reacting? How are we taking on these things? How are we doing these things? Life is not always going to make sense. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11 says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity in man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. We can't comprehend it all. You and I aren't going to know everything. You and I aren't going to understand it all. We're not going to be able to figure it all out. We weren't meant to know it all. Chris was able and is able to walk this thing out simply because he trusts in God's eternal plan. Where's your trust? Where's your trust today? Where's my trust? Like, we need to zoom out and we need to look at our life, and whether we're in a good season or whether we're in a bad season, we need to understand and know, where's my trust? Is my trust in people? Is my trust in things? Is my trust in what they're saying? Is my trust in what they're doing? It needs to be in God. Your world and your life, as you know it, it may turn around. It may turn into a roller coaster. You and I may not know what's coming next. We don't know where the curves are going to go, and we don't know when we're going to hit a dead end, and we may have to back up sometimes, and we don't know if there's a turn here or a turn there. It may go straight up and it may go straight down. It may all change as the ride goes on, but can I just remind you that the God that you and I chase and the God that you and I serve and the God that you and I wake up every day and read about never changes. He never changes. He's never going to change. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. I may not know the road ahead. I may not know where everything's going. I may not know all the things above in front of me, but he does. And I trust in that. And you need to trust in that. So you and I, we need to get to a place where we strap ourselves to the one who runs the roller coaster, the one who has his hand on that lever, the one who knows and makes a way where there is no way. When our paths change and our lives change, we got to remember that God never changes. We have to remember that. We got to get to a place that no matter what's going on in my life, no matter how I feel, no matter what they're saying, no matter what I'm doing, no matter what they're doing, no matter what's going on, God is in control of my life. This whole life thing, it can change and it can get frustrating and it can be aggravating. 1 month we feel like we're doing good and maybe we've matured so much that life is just going to be great for the rest of our life, right? But then money gets tight and then families get sick and marriage starts getting rough and jobs start changing. Whatever it looks like in your life, somewhere we're going to run into a place where the roller coaster ain't just smooth, right? So we just have to get to this place where we understand and just know that that's just simply life. It's just life. We read there's a time for this, there's a time for that. It's just life. So how do we not lose our crap? How do we not fall into a place where we become sour and where we get hard and where we fall away from God and where we don't love people and where we're not serving our wife and not serving our kids? How do we not get there? Ecclesiastes 3, 12 through 13 says, I perceive that there is nothing better for them, that's you and me, to be joyful and do good as long as they live. 13, also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. So how do we do it? How do we do it? We just got to be joyful and we got to do good. I don't know if you know me a little bit, probably so. It's easier for me to do good than it is for me to be joyful sometimes. I mean, it just is. Sometimes it's a struggle. Sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I get going and I just, you know, I read this thing the other day. It's like the best thing you can learn to do is be happy when you're not happy. It's not let anybody else know what's going on in the inside of your mind. It's to control your mind and to be joyful when you're not really going through joyful things, man. We just need to be joyful. We need to eat and we need to drink and we need to fellowship and we need to build relationships and hang out with people and love on people and go visit them when they're in the hospital and just say a simple prayer with them and maybe just be with them and it will turn your perspective. Can I just say, if you think your life sucks and you're going through heck, man, just go up there and spend a little time with somebody at that hospital and you'll come home a new man or a new woman and be thankful for what you have at your house. What does it mean when he says, take pleasure in his toil? Well, toil means exhausting. It means hard. It means continuous work. It means exhausting physical labor. So basically, what you and I do every day, some of you, it's exhausting for some of you to get up in the morning. Some of us, I got to go to work. We go to work and we struggle and we do these things, but it says, as we do our job, we just need to enjoy it and we need to have joy while we do our work and while we go through the things that we go through and when we go through the hard times. And my last point for today is this. Never forget that there's a time for everything. Go back home and read that Ecclesiastes. Read that about the times. Read that about all the things, and you can look back on your life and you can see where you've lived and where you haven't and the things that have happened and the things that haven't. But also, we got to never forget who's in control of the timing. Who's in control of the time? It's not us. It's not you. See, when you think maybe this season is too much, God has a season you ain't seen yet. God has a season that you guys haven't seen, that you haven't walked through, that you haven't imagined, that no heart can see, no heart can imagine, no eyes seen, no ears heard. He's guiding and he's teaching us in this season in preparation for the next season. It's just like when we go through school, we can't go to fifth grade if we haven't been through first grade. The Lord's working on you. The Lord's teaching us. We got to learn. We got to sit back and we got to tell God, what do you want me to learn right here? What are you teaching me right here? Lord, strengthen me. Show me. To you in here this morning that just feel like you're at the worst season that you've ever been in your life, maybe you're beat down and you're going through it and you just think that there's no way out, can I just say, don't let your head stay down too long and don't let your heart get hard and do not get weak in the waiting. Don't let your head get there. Keep yourself around people that will build you up, people that will elevate you, people that will pray for you, people that will come visit you when you're going through hard times, people that will love on you and build you up and renew your mind, help you renew your mind. Don't forget that God's in control of all time and all seasons. We're not going to understand it all the time. We're not going to understand everything that we go through. We're not going to understand why people do this or why they do that or why we have to go through this or whatever it looks like in your life. I told y'all about them losing Adriana. That was a season that they didn't understand. That was a season that they never thought of was coming, that they never saw coming. It was a season. But 7 weeks after she went to be home with the Lord in eternity forever, 7 weeks after, God brought Chris and his family a perfect, healthy little baby granddaughter back there to hold. A healthy baby, a healthy mom, a healthy dad, a healthy family to raise up the next generation in Christ. All of a sudden, they're going through this horrible season, but then 7 weeks later, they're going through this great season with this new baby. Life is just life, and it's hard. The word is true. There's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. Connor, if y'all come, I'll try to wrap it up. Please, sir. As they're coming and as we close this thing down, I just want to ask you to close your eyes and just think about where you're at today. Just think about your family and just think about maybe where y'all just came out of, the season you came out of, or maybe a season that you're going into, and maybe it's a great season and has been for a long time, or maybe it's a bad season and has been for a long time. But wherever you are as an individual, I want you to go there. I want you to think about that and see in your mind how you're handling things and how you're acting and how you're thinking and what the Lord's speaking to you. What season is your immediate family in? What season is your extended family in? Man, ask yourself, what is my focus? What is my focus as I go through all these times and all these changes and all this stuff that it's out of my control? Man, are you exhausted? Are you exhausted because you're trying to control it all? Many of us do it, and we all do it, I think, at some point in our lives. But we can all climb out of that. We can all lay it down and give it to the Lord. You and I have to fully understand that our unchanging God is in control of everything that we're going to go through, and there's a time for every single thing that we're going to live through. There's a time for it. Remember this. Write this on your dash of your truck and on the sticky notes of your door and at your house, all over your whatever. Write this stuff down. If the Lord is for you, who can be against you? All things work out for the good who love Him. No eyes seen, no ears heard, no heart can imagine the things that He has planned for you. But it may be after a tough season. You know what? It may be after a good season. It may be during or after, who knows, the Lord only. Let's focus on the gifts that God has given us, the gift of time. The gift of time with our loved ones, the gift of time with friends, the gift of time with new people, new relationship, the gift at church. And just remind yourself daily, man, life is just life. Life is just life, and you know, like, something that somebody else has already learned may be what you're learning now. And you and I can't get aggravated at those people who are learning what we already think that we know, because the timing in their life is different than the timing of your life. But we have to know that we all are the body of Christ, and we all need to love each other, and we all need to push each other and realize, you know what? We're all striving to seek God, and we're all striving to get a little bit better. And we need to produce some fruit, and we need to change, and we need to try to do what God's called us to do, but we need to just remember that there's a time for everything. So, Lord, I thank you for time. I thank you for the gift of time, and I thank you for today. The time that we got to come and have church today, Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for the Gonzalez family, God. I thank you for the testimony of their lives. I thank you, Lord, for giving Chris the stoutness, God, to lead his family, to be dependent on the Lord, to seek you first, Lord, to never waver, to never back up, God, to lead those kids, Lord. I pray that you continue to be with them as they walk this thing out and raise that new baby up in the next generation, Lord. Thank you for them, Lord. I pray that you would give us all the trust that he had. Let our trust build. Let everything build inside of us so that we can trust you through good seasons or bad seasons, Lord. Whatever, wherever you take us, let us just know that our trust is stouter and better in you, Lord. You are the same in all seasons. Let us never forget that. Let us never forget that we need to have joy, Lord, even when we don't want to just put joy on our face. And maybe if we just start with a smile, we'll have a better day. We'll be a better person to be around, Lord. Let us all know and remind us, God, that our life is yours, that we've laid our life down, that we've given it to you, that we're trying to live for you now, not for us, and that your plans matter and your plans will prosper us, God, and not ours, but yours. Lord, the seasons that everybody's going through right now, God, if they're going through a bad one, I pray that you would give them strength to not get weak in the waiting, God, that you would just give them a boldness and a stoutness to say, you know what, this sucks and it's no fun and I'm not having any fun and I don't understand it and I don't know why I'm losing these people in my life and I don't know why all this stuff is going on, God, but I just pray that you would remind them that you have a plan for them and that they are preparing right now through this season that they're going through, God, to get to the next season, Lord, so that you can keep leveling us up with you, God, and we just need to keep waking up and showing up and opening our word and praying and spending time with you so that you're with us throughout our day, Lord, consciously, mentally, physically, and emotionally, God. Give everybody strength to get through the season that they're in, Lord. And the ones that are in the great season right now, the ones that are going great and enjoying life and have all the things going right for them, Lord, let them take advantage of that. Let them enjoy it more than they ever have. Let them not worry about yesterday. Let them worry about today. Let them have fun today with their family. Let them create moments. Let them seek and dive into the divine moments that you've made on their life, that you put on their life. Let them tap into those things and just enjoy life. Lord, help us to learn. Help us to learn in each season. Thank you for all these new babies in this place. Lord, there are more new babies in here than there ever has been since I've been going here, Lord, and I just pray a hedge of protection over each and every one of them. I pray that you be with their minds, that you be with their hearts, that you be with their souls, God, that they would seek you at a younger age, God, than most of us have, than I have for sure, Lord. I pray every day that my boys would have a hunger and a desire for you at a young age, God, that they wouldn't wait till they get old and try to come back then, God. But I just pray that the babies that are being born in here, that they're just raised up by godly men and women, and that they would just seek you from a young age so that they don't go through all of the trials and all of the struggles, Lord, but maybe their life will be a little bit better because they grabbed you and you drew them in at a young age. Lord, strengthen the fathers in here. Strengthen them to be the men that they're called to be. Let them zoom out and see that it's not about our job and it's not about what we do and it's not about us, but God, it's about your plan for us as parents, plans for parents and plans for husbands to be husbands and to be fathers over these children, God. Give us strength to pray over these kids, to teach them the word of God, to spend time with them and our wives. And Lord, let us never forget that there's a time for everything and let us be joyful in each and every season. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Nothing new. How could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end and you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. And I know it's not much, I'm nothing else fit for a king, except for a heart singing high. Hallelujah. I've got one response. I've got just one move. With my arms stretched wide, oh, I will worship you. So I throw up my hands and praise you again and again. 'Cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, so I will sing, I'll live my own. So come on, my soul. You get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord.
Come on, you lift it up.
So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me, lift up your song, 'cause you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up. Except for a heart singing hallelujah, hallelujah.
All right, y'all be seated real quick. We're going to do our offering like we always do. Before I do that, somebody's really good friend said, came up here and said, can y'all tell them that it's, I think she said, Presley's birthday. Is that right? Presley? Yeah. All right, before we do this, let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for this offering. Thank you for the gift, and thank you for the giver, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in Bethel. Thank you, Lord, for just being with us this morning as we went through both of these services. God, I just pray that you bless this money and everywhere that it goes. In Jesus' name I pray, and everybody said,
first or second time visitor, you did not get a card out back in the foyer, get one, fill it out for us so we can get some information from you. We want to send you a little something. Also, you can scan the QR code back here behind me. But more than anything, thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here at Bethel Hanson. Bethel, give our visitors a round of applause. Also, this is Pastor Appreciation Month. If you have given, thank you. If you have not, there's a couple ways you can do that. One, out in the foyer, there's a box. Or you can donate online. And then next Sunday, we're going to pass the plate around, and that is going to go to our pastors. So if you haven't given yet, pray about it this week, and next Sunday you can do it in the offering plate. With that being said, kids, come get your Bethel Stogies. All right, we're going to get out of here. I'm going to go down here. Mr. Brian Taylor, will you bless us out, please, sir?
Let us pray. Father, Lord in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the many blessings you've given us for bringing us here, Lord. We thank you for the wonderful message today, Father. Help us to apply it to our lives, Father, as hard as it is. Help us to lay everything at your feet, Lord, and let you control. Be with us all. Give us a safe